we dive into what is making news around the world. Now, one of those things is in July, President Donald Trump further fueled speculation about the US-China trade war, tweeting that China's status as a developing country allowed them to receive so-called special treatment by the World Trade Organization. This is despite the fact that in purchasing power terms, China's standard of living is about one-third of that of the US. Both President Trump and Scott Morrison are calling for changes in the World Trade Organization to change China's status to developed. We are joined now by Wei-Wan Zhu, senior lecturer at UNSW Law, to discuss what benefits China really receives by being classified as a developing country by the World Trade Organization. Good morning, Dr. Wei-Wan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you so much for joining us. So, what significance does the title "developing" have in the World Trade Organization?
The developing country status does give preferential and differential treatment for developing countries, but there is no definition under WTO rules. So normally that the country could self-declare as a developing country, but it's subject to challenge by developed countries or other members of the WTO. And in many cases, that the developed members have the right to determine whether they want to give differential and preferential treatment to a developing country. Now, in the case of China joined the WTO by undertaking WTO Plus or WTO additional obligations, which means that China undertook more obligations and received less rights that normally conferred to other developing countries in the WTO.
Right, yeah. So are there really any classifications which determine what makes a country developing?
There has been no classification or any criteria under WTO rules. And frankly, there has been no such definition or criteria in any other international organizations, such as the United Nations or the World Bank. They provide a definition and criteria for determining least developed countries, but not for developing countries.
Right. Okay. So why are other world leaders concerned about China's status as a developing country?
I don't really know what President Trump had in mind when he actually tweeted. But the concern may be that preferential and differential treatment has been given to some developing countries, for example, like India.
Mm-hmm.
But in practical terms, China received very little from the developing country status, partly because that China has given up some of the benefits voluntarily, and, mm-hmm. and partly because that most of the transitional benefits that China was available, entitled to, have already expired. And also there is another reason that China has a very large export shares, and some of the benefits do not apply to developing countries with large export shares. And partly because, as I mentioned before, that some of the provisions or preferential and differential treatment is a right instead of an obligation on the part of the developed countries.
Yeah, so just building on that, if China was to be classified as a developed country, would there be any benefits?
Under the WTO, I would say no. In most of the circumstances, the only thing I can think of is perhaps that if the WTO negotiation, which is currently stalled, if the negotiation otherwise continued in the future, China may claim as a developing country, so China may claim for some better or preferential treatment in making commitments under the new round of negotiation, but that's the only thing I can think about.
Mm.
But there could be benefits beyond the WTO, like, for example, most recently is the matter involving Universal Postal Union, where basically international organization decides the postal fees, the postal rates among the post offices in different countries. And developing countries may receive less rates, lower rates than the developed countries. So that's one of the examples that developing country status may still matter to China and still matter to the developed countries who are concerned about China's receiving debt benefits from the status. But under the WTO, as I said, it's really very few benefits that China receives in practice.
Yeah, and I guess just to finish off, do you think there is a strong likelihood that China's developing status could be changed?
I don't think China will change that. Partly because that the may be real benefits in different other organizations apart from the WTO. But I think more importantly, it's the identity issue. So China has claimed as a domestic policy for a long time that China will remain as a developing country. So that's the political signal that to all the public in China, and China won't actually want to change that. So I think it's an identity issue, and it's more a political issue for China at the moment instead of a commercial and practical issue. I don't say that China will actually give up that status, but China may, and China has been doing so, give up some benefits from that status. And that is what is happening in the past. Like, for example, China gave up the benefits for developing countries to receive technical assistance under the Trade Facilitation Agreement of the WTO. So that's one example of China giving up the benefits, but not giving up the status itself.
Yeah, no, very interesting. Thank you so, so much for joining us this morning, Dr. Wei Wan.
Thank you for inviting me.
That was Senior Lecturer Dr. Wei Wan Zhu from the Law School at UNSW talking to us here in The Daily about the myths surrounding China and how they identify themselves as a developing country and what kind of benefits they receive. A very interesting story that a lot of world leaders have been picking up on, and I definitely think something to keep an eye out on in the future as we watch other world leaders comment on it as well.